Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
New research from Stanford University in the US, no less, suggests that aging, rather than being a slow and steady process, occurs in at least two accelerated bursts at the age of 44 and again at 60. Now, findings from this study track thousands of different molecules in more than 100 people aged between 25 and 75 over the course of 1 to 7 years, and could help explain why spikes in certain health issues occur at certain ages. I'm joined now by Roseanne Kenny, who's Professor of Medical Gerontology and Head of the Ageing Research Programme at TCD. Professor Roseanne Kenny, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac.
I'm 44. Help me. What's going to happen to me?
Do you feel it?
Oh.
What's been shown, not for the first time, it has to be said, but very comprehensive blood and stool and skin and muscle samples in this particular study, with samples checked very regularly, every few months, what's been shown is that aging isn't a linear process, but there are accelerated periods of the biological aging process, what's going on in our cells to age us, accelerated periods of that at 44, as you said, and 60. Mm. And that is, they did a really deep dive into all of the different measures that we know, when you look at them, can show signatures of an aging process.
And what happens? What kind of aging happens at 44 and 60?
Well, this is also interesting because they were different. The processes, the proteins that they looked at, for example, and the metabolic and other pathways were different at those two age stages. So the acceleration occurred for proteins that we know are associated with cardiovascular disease, for example, at 44. That's high blood pressure or even heart attacks or thickening of arteries or even thickening of vessels in the brain. Mm-hmm. Whereas at 60, there were more of an accelerated process associated with immune responses. That's our ability to fight infections or inflammation that is also associated with things like cancer and with kidney disease, etc. So the patterns were different at the two ages.
Okay. Now, I find that fascinating. Is there anything we can do to prevent that type of aging, that acceleration at those two ages?
So I think from the purposes of now, what we can do is actually enhance all of the factors that we know work more at those stages in life. One of the learnings from this, and again, this isn't new, but it's important to reiterate it, is that the process starts early. There's another study showing that there's a blip, an increased peak, an acceleration at age 34, for example. So the process starts early. And with the things that we can do for ourselves, which definitely make a difference to the factors that were measured, are sleep, minimum of 7 hours, if possible, sleep a night, pull back on alcohol, obviously exercise and more intensive physical activity at those periods of time, possibly, stress, to try and have rituals to manage stress on a regular basis, but particularly at those time periods, and obviously diet. And the bottom line with diet is obviously a Mediterranean diet. That's pretty much the easiest one.
What about social life? If you're in contact,
really important.
Why is that important?
Social engagement, friendships, etc., is as important as, for cardiovascular biomarkers, for example, and death from heart disease, as giving up smoking. So that's how powerful having good social networks are.
My God, that is unbelievable. Are you serious? Is that?
Yes.
My God, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. So having good networks and culturing friendship and quality friendships, people you can share things with, that's the important thing, is very rich for de-stressing individuals. And obviously, when you're engaged with somebody whose company you enjoy, who's a friend, there's much more laughter. And laughter of itself is a potent anti-inflammatory.
But one could be working against the other, Roseanne, in this country. We often meet up for a few pints. So there's friendship, but then alcohol is on your list of no-nos.
Well, it's not on my list of no-nos. No, I'm not that extreme. It's not, but to be aware not to imbibe excessively. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And of course, alcohol is part of that friendship ritual. Unquestionably, that's the case. And I think it's a case of moderation and balance, but powerful influence of social engagement and friends.
Okay, look, I would love to know if our listeners, whether they're 44 or 60 or above or below, if they feel their age or what, if they have a ritual. You said something very interesting, to have a ritual for de-stressing. So how do you fare? How do you fare, listener, on what Roseanne? Go on, you had one little bit
to
add.
I was just going to say that all of the Blue Zones have their own rituals. You'll probably like the Sardinians. They meet each day around 4 o'clock over a glass of wine. Others have de-stressing rituals where they, like Okinawa, off the coast of Japan, where they reflect on ancestors. Others have prayer rituals in the middle of the day with others, not alone, but as part of a group, etc. So that's what I mean by a ritual. In our case, it would probably be, you know, just pause for a period of time during the day to meditate.
Okay. Well, have that ritual. Grazie mille, yeah. Professor Roseanne Kenny. Thank you very much indeed. Send us your suggestions on how you feel, if you feel your age or not, and why, if so, to 51551. But always interesting to talk to Professor Roseanne Kenny of TC.